All right. We'll call the April 30th meeting of the Legislative Coordinating Commission to order. And the first order of business is to approve the minutes from the November 16th, 2017 meeting.
I think I was there. I'll only move it if I was there.
Let's look.
Yes, she was.
I was there, okay.
Senator Pappas moves approval of the minutes from the November 16th meeting from 2017. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. And number two on the agenda, consider amendments to the LCC legislative plan for employee benefits and policies. We have some recommended changes, and I think Mr. Hubinger is here to review those for us. Mr. Hubinger? Seems like a really long room now, doesn't it?
I was thinking, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Greg Hubinger with the Legislative Coordinating Commission. Good afternoon. The major business item for you this afternoon is to review proposed changes to the LCC personnel plan for employee benefits and policies. This is a benefit book that applies, establishes policies for both staff and members. There are two sets of proposed changes. One is with the insurance chapter that provides insurance coverage for both members and staff. The second set of changes is to provide for paid parenting leave. The first set of changes regarding insurance, basically the legislature participates in the state employee group insurance program. The insurance program that is provided by for all state employees, including the legislative branch. Proposed changes in this benefit book are the same as those that were adopted in the labor contracts that have been ratified by the legislature earlier this session. There were no significant changes in that plan. The underlying plan design remains the same. There are a couple of co-pays that are eliminated for network convenience clinics and for online care. The insurance chapter also incorporates some statutory changes that were that would permit employees to opt out of coverage completely if they can provide proof of other coverage. In calendar year 19, there are some changes to the dental plan provisions that improve the coverage for dental implants and eliminate copays for dental sealants and expand some orthodontia dental benefits. Again, these changes take effect January of 19 after there's an open enrollment period. Those are the changes to the insurance chapter. The second set of changes would provide for paid parenting leave for legislative employees. The leave is constituted of 6 weeks of paid parenting leave that can be used in the context of birth or adoption of a child, or when a child is placed in the employee's home to adjudicate parentage in cases of surrogacy. The policy provides for the leave to be taken within 1 year after the child's birth or arrival in the home. We also adjust other sick leave provisions in the benefit book to reflect this new leave. The sick leave provisions are reduced to account for the increase provided by the paid parenting leave. Mr. Chair, members, that's a quick run through of the changes. These have been reviewed by the benefit book staff group and are generally complying with the executive branch's insurance chapter provisions.
Thank you, Mr. Hubinger. Questions or comments? Representative Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at where it says other changes, and then it says increase minimum employee contribution for dental coverage from $5 to $13.50. How does that impact on a family plan?
Mr. Hubinger?
Is that the total amount, in other words, Mr. Chairman, or is there other costs if it's a family plan?
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, that's just the coverage for the dental provisions. There's the separate provision for health insurance where the employee pays for their own coverage 5% and the employer pays 95% for family coverage. It's a 85-15 split.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's what I was asking about was number one, there is the dental plan. And so if you could, what is your answer again,
Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, for those employees who choose to get dental coverage, that's the amount that they pay, is the $13.50. It's an increase from $5 to $13.50 a month.
Employee,
Mr. Carlson,
I'm
or Representative Carlson, sorry.
I'm not sure that I, what I'm asking is if there, if the cost is more, if it happens to be a family plan than $1,350, or is that the total cost? That's.
I'm going to reach out to someone from HR.
Do you have a page number that you're looking at, Representative Carlson?
No, where you've seen that? Looking at
it. I was looking at the summary of the.
He's asking.
It was point number one under other changes. And it talks about, Mr. Chairman, that first one on dental coverage. It says it increases the minimum employee contribution, and I didn't know if that meant just the employee $1,350 increase, and then if you have a family plan, if it would be more, or if it's for the plan in total $1,350.
Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, Ms. Knight informs me that the family premium is 50% of the single coverage. Of the, why don't you come back and explain?
So, Mr. Speaker, that looks like it would be $20 then. 50% of the $1,350, is that what we're
see if, Ms. Knight
talking
can give
about
us
here?
More clarification, Ms. Knight?
Mr. Chair, members, and Kelly Knight with House HR. Representative Carlson, I don't have the exact figure, but I know family coverage will go up, and it's the cost is 50%. People pay 50% of the dependent premium, but I don't have that dollar figure. The premiums that are represented, those right now for single coverage, it's $5 a month for coverage. It will go to $1,350 for calendar year 19.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's in the summary, and yep. What I was interested in was if there was an additional cost if you were under the family plan, and Mr. Chairman, I think what I just read and what you were just saying, and I'm assuming 50% of the $1,350.
Mr. Chair.
For if you're under the family plan, and if you need more clarification, you can get back to me later.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, Representative Carlson, it is, it's not 50% of the $1,350. It would be 50% of what the dependent cost of the insurance is going to be. So I don't have that dollar figure, but we can get that for you.
And Mr. Chairman, what I was interpreting that as meaning then, if you're going up $1,350 and you're paying 50% of the plan is going to cost $1,350 more for the dental. So if you're paying 50, it's how you calculate it, but we can talk more about it later. I don't want to bog things
down. Maybe you can get us some additional information on that. Other questions? Senator Bach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Hubinger, the 6 weeks of paid parental leave, how is that related to the sick leave that people already accrue during their employment here, or is it on top of any kind of sick leave that they've accrued for their period of employment?
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and Senator Bach. Under our current policy, an employee may take 10 weeks of sick leave that they have accrued for caring for a new child. Under the proposed plan, all employees have a right to 6 weeks of paid parenting leave, and the proposed plan is to reduce the amount of sick leave that's available from 10 weeks to 6 weeks.
A total of 12.
A total of 12.
Any further questions? If everyone is comfortable with these amendments, then a motion to approve this new policy with the amendments would be in order.
So moved.
Senator Fischbach moves the approval of the policy with these amendments. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of this signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair, members, just to point out that the insurance provisions are under the purview of the LCC and become effective immediately. The paid parenting leave would be effective for LCC employees immediately, but for House and Senate employees only upon approval by the respective rules committees.
Very good. Is there anything else that we need to take up today, Mr. Huebinger? Anything else from the membership? Then we are adjourned.
Thank you.